Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer.
And I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the Dog Super Nanny.
Thursday in the Doghouse comes to you live every Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30 right here on WNJC 1360 AM. Both Karen and I are professional dog trainers and behavior consultants here in the New Jersey area. Every day we're out meeting dogs and their pet parents. We work with many dogs that have developed serious behavioral issues like fearfulness, separation anxiety, dog-on-human, and dog-on-dog aggression, and many other issues. We host this radio show in the hopes that we'll help our listeners who live with dogs to understand them better. Today, Karen and I want to discuss how to introduce a new dog into the home when you already have a resident dog. Unfortunately, most people don't know how to do this, and they wind up bringing the new dog into the home and making that introduction much too quickly. Problems develop because the resident dog now sees the new dog as an intruder into his territory. Not a good thing. Before we get into our discussion, please let Karen explain to you what services she offers in Keyport, New Jersey, and its surrounding towns.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm Karen Fazio, the Dog Super Nanny, and with me is Rini Primeza, the New Jersey Dog Trainer, and this morning we're going to talk about how to properly introduce a new dog into your home where you already have a resident dog. And I'm going to share with you a story that I have that is what not to do. I had a client that had my dog Lucy. The dog that I have now, a foxhound, she was a crazy, crazy puppy. And she had called me one night, it was like 10:30 at night, and she said, "I just can't take this anymore. I have to take this dog to a shelter. I can't. So I said, "Look, you can't drop her off at a shelter. I'll take the dog." But I want to give you a little history here. You know, one day when I was walking Carney on a leash, through our neighborhood, we had run into this owner and Lucy, and my two dogs, actually Carney, met Lucy, and Lucy was very polite and very sweet, and it was a really good experience for Carney. But what happened that evening is what you're not supposed to do, and I'm going to tell you what happened. I went there, I picked up Lucy, and we packed up her things, and it was 10:30 at night, and I didn't have time to, you know, spend a couple of days or even a couple of hours, you know, introducing the dogs and this, that, and the other thing. It was late at night, and I was frazzled, and the owner was frazzled. And what did I do? I just came in, I brought Lucy into the house, and Carney, my German Shepherd, of course, was a lunatic because, you know, he already has problems with other dogs.
Okay.
Luckily for me, he doesn't have problems with females, so he was just, "Whoa, you were in my house." He spent 24 hours humping Lucy. I'm not kidding you. any time this dog was not sleeping, he was panting. He was such a wreck. And he spent, I'm telling you, full 24 hours.
How old is Carney and how old was Lucy at
Lucy
the time?
Lucy was 2 and Lucy was about 7 months.
Oh, so Carney was 2 and Lucy was 7 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, and Lucy, you know, Lucy is the kind of dog that's like, you know, she gets past all this stuff. It was like, you know, she took out the nail file and started whistling a happy tune as Carney was doing his thing. And she's like, all right, I know what all your weaknesses are now. You laid everything out on the table.
Okay.
And it wasn't long before, you know, things did calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I actually cried that night because I felt so bad for Carney. He was mm-hmm. so stressed out.
Where did you put them for sleeping arrangements that night?
Oh, Reenie, it was just a disaster. I just let the dogs run around the house. You know, you think I would have had like a common sense and like created Lucy, you know, and leave Carney free roaming because he's free roaming around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really should have gotten her a crate and put her in there, or at least put her in a bedroom and maybe have my husband and me stay in there overnight with her.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, just to get the dog scent in the house
mm-hmm.
and to try to make this transition easier. But no. I was like a chef gone wild. You know, I'm boiling oil and I'm throwing water into the pan.
Oh my goodness.
And this fire's going up. I mean, it was just a complete disaster.
So there were no fights, right?
Huh?
There were no fights, right?
No, there were no fights.
And after that 20...
I mean, there were fights later on. I mean, after they were together for, you know, about a year, you know, Lucy, you know, has this thing with her bones, and she likes to set Carney up where she could scream and yell at him when he comes into a room.
Okay.
I mean, Carney knows how to play by her rules now, and he just avoids her when she has that.
So the female is in charge, right?
Oh, yeah. She took over his life in 3 days. She had him doing everything that she wanted him to do.
Right.
Like
right.
I said, you know, she's a smart dog. And she's very, very calm and very friendly, and she really knows how to assess a situation and adapt to it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the time is right, she'll take her rightful place, and she's not pushy in that way.
Good.
And that's really how she was showing me how to introduce. You know, mm-hmm. she's like, this should have gone a lot more smoother than this. You know, you're gonna take.
How long ago was this, Karen? How long ago was this?
Lucy is 4. So I guess it was about 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, I know all the right things to do, but, you know, I'm a dog owner.
Right. Well, you know, you're like the shoemaker with the holes in their shoes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, oh, God, I just hope nobody could videotape this segment.
All right, so that's
doing.
Interesting.
What a crazy lunatic you are,
yeah.
You know. But I was kind of like running on... I don't know what I was running on. I was just irrational myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just threw these two dogs together.
Right. You know? You're really
then, you
lucky.
Know, after the first night, mm-hmm. I mean, them two just got into all kinds of mischief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they became friends rather quickly.
Did you crate Lucy at night then after that or no?
You know what? I started to crate Lucy after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 days I started crating her at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she stayed in the crate for a couple of months,
mm-hmm.
and then she, you know, she was much better at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I let her roam around with Carney, and today they are the best of friends.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
they
good.
Sleep together and pal around together, and
mm-hmm.
they're very, very, very good dogs together. So
good.
I mean, I happen to have a very happy story,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, if this was another male or it was two females,
oh,
or
God.
You know, even if it's a male and female, it could really be a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, you could really have some serious stuff going on.
Absolutely.
And I want you to chime in the segment, because I know Reenie's going to follow up and tell the audience how you should have done it.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Karen?
I'm going to tell you how I should have done it. So this is good. But you know what's cool about this segment is, you know, it goes to show you that, you know what, even dog trainers make mistakes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
You know?
We do.
So, you know, it's not a perfect science.
No.
And, you know, when it all comes down to it, we go home at night, You know, we're dog owners like everybody else, you know, and we do silly things.
Well, listen, I want to make sure that people understand. First of all, I don't know what your experiences are with your clients, but I always get called after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody calls a trainer to help them, you know, what do I do? You know, I'm thinking about bringing another dog home. Can you help us out?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that before the fact. It's always after the fact when problems happen. So if you are thinking about bringing a new dog in, if you're thinking about, like, going to a shelter and rescuing a dog and you want to get that dog for company for a dog that you already have, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But for heaven's sakes, you got to do it right. Otherwise, you could, like Karen says, have a total disaster on your hands, and then what? Then you may have to take the new dog back, which is awful for the new dog. So.
And you know what? It's not something that people really think about too
no.
much. I mean, especially if you own a dog that's dog friendly,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the dog goes to daycare and it gets along with all different kinds of dogs. I mean, to be honest, I don't blame folks for thinking, you know, I could just bring another dog in here and everything's going to be fine.
Right.
But, you know, what the reality is, though, is that, you know, at all these other places in the dog's life, it's not their home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And things change for the dog,
mm-hmm.
When you bring a new dog in. You know, owner loyalty and attention starts to be taken away a little bit, you know, and attention's brought, you know, given to the new dog. And all that can cause a lot of problems.
Right.
And, you know, Renee's right. I mean, if you're going to be bringing a new dog into the house, the best thing to do is to consult with a trainer
mm-hmm.
or a behavioral consultant and, you know, have them tell you how to do it. But, you know, it's like, you know, we don't grab the rag to wipe up the milk, you know, as we're pouring the glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always wait for the, you know, if we knock it over, then we go grab the rag.
Sure, of course.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's I think it's human nature to kind of, you know, work on, like, disaster control rather than, you know, prevention.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, savvy dog owners and, you know, would be, you know, a little bit more proactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I think people rush it. They're so anxious for the dogs to get along. They're so anxious for this to work out that within, you know, a few minutes, they think mm-hmm. that the dogs ought to just settle down and be good together. And that's a utopia that's never going to happen. You know, first of all, before we even get started on this segment, because I want to do this uninterrupted because it's so important, I want to just take a few minutes, not a few minutes, just a minute to let everybody know just what I do here in South Jersey as a professional dog trainer and behavior consultant, and then we'll get on to our program. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Renee Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. We're on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. Today, Reedy and I are discussing how to introduce a new dog into the home if you already have a dog. And earlier in the segment, I had shared the disaster story of my own, where I kind of just threw the new dog into the house with the old dog, and I mean, they ran around, and it was just my, you know, resident dog was all stressed out, and now Renee, and it's a funny story, Renee is going to come in, and she's going to teach you what you should do And I'll tell you, it's everything that I didn't do. Come on, Rainey.
All right. Well, listen, guys, if you are planning to get a new puppy, if you're planning to go to a shelter and rescue a dog from the shelter, but you already have a dog at home, you can't rush this. You know, you can't just stick the two dogs together and expect everything to be hunky-dory. It ain't going to happen that way. So let me go and tell you what you need to be doing. So it's recommended that you make specific preparations before you bring that new dog into the house. For example, you're going to need to set up two separate areas for both of your dogs where they can't see each other. It's best to make use of crates, so you want to provide a comfortable blanket and some toys in each crate so that the dogs can be in there comfortably when you have to put them in there. You'll be bringing the new dog out of his crate periodically through that first day so that new dog can get to know his new environment. You'll allow him to sniff around so he can become familiar with the scent of your resident dog and also so he can get acquainted with you, the humans. You want to keep things really low key so that the new dog can learn to feel calm during this critical time. You'll want to give your new dog about 30 minutes to explore several times a day, but he needs to be returned to his crate after each time that he's been able to roam the house. In the meantime, while he's exploring, he'll leave his scent all over the home during those explorations. Remember that you need to keep your other dog out of sight of the new dog during this initial period. So this might be a good time to take your resident dog for a walk while the new dog explores your new house. While the new dog is sniffing and exploring, what you want to do is swap out that blanket and the toys from the resident dog's crate and put those items into the new dog's crate. You would do the same with the new dog's blanket and toys by putting them into the crate where your resident dog has been staying. So keep in mind, the reason we're doing this is because dogs depend on their noses to learn about their environment, while we humans depend on our sight to do that. And we don't want the dogs to be seeing each other right now because their body language displays may become totally inappropriate, and that's not going to help them like each other. When your resident dog comes out of his area of confinement, he'll be sniffing the new dog each time and becoming more familiar with his scent. At first, he may seem very stressed by this because he's thinking there's an intruder somewhere in this home. So make sure you're spending ample amounts of quality time with your resident dog in order to help alleviate that stress. When you notice that both dogs are coming out of their crates each time and not going ballistic every time they start sniffing the house, that's a really good sign to look for. So that might also be a good time to make that face-to-face introduction, but not before. And you don't want to make that face-to-face introduction inside your home. I think a lot of people do understand that, and they may introduce the dog on somebody else's lawn, but after that introduction, they come in the house too quickly together.
Kind of like what I did.
Right. So you're going to need to introduce your new dog with your resident dog on neutral territory, and that can be if maybe you can ask a neighbor if you can introduce these dogs in their big backyard. Hopefully it's fenced, because you do want them off leash, and you want a large area so that the dogs don't feel confined. You want to give them the feeling that if they need to escape from each other, there's plenty of room to do that. So a neighbor's large backyard is a great idea. If you can find a tennis court in your neighborhood or somewhere else where the tennis court is fenced in, that would be really ideal, and then the dogs can meet and greet each other there. So by this time that they're making this face-to-face greeting, they'll have already become familiar with each other's scent. So this is going to help with this greeting tremendously. So, let's say you're rescuing a dog from a shelter, but you've already had your own dog meet that new dog on the grounds of the shelter. That's generally a requirement that shelters do. You have to bring your dog and to see whether or not they get along. So, there's two things I want to bring about here. First of all, too many people will bring their own dog to the shelter to meet the dog that you think that people are thinking about bringing home, and like, after maybe a minute or two, you see things aren't going so well. Sometimes, and I hate to say this, sometimes shelter staff will encourage you by saying, oh, they'll get along after, you know, everything will work out, don't worry about it. And then people wind up taking that dog home, and it's a disaster. So look for those early signs. If those two dogs do not get along together right from the get-go, that's not the dog to bring home, believe me.
Hey, Rainey?
Yes.
Could you explain to our audience what some of those signs are?
Well, bad, the body language. I mean, if you see...
So most people don't know how to read body language.
Right. So you see stiff behavior from one or both of the dogs. You see one dog running away from the other dog very quickly. That indicates that the dog is afraid of the other dog. Or one dog is way too rough. And intimidating the other dog, you know, that's not a good sign either. You want a quiet greeting if possible. But if they play together, you're looking for, you know, one thing that I always look for are bent elbows. If you have bent elbows and the body is loose and the tail is not just the tail wagging, but the hips are going with it, the whole body is loose and wagging. So you can tell that that's a happy situation. And so that's really a good meeting and greeting. But if you see that one dog is leaning away from the other dog and he's not feeling comfortable, you know, and this isn't going away and throughout the whole greeting, it's just very stiff and it's not really comfortable, I would decide that, you know what, this isn't a very good option here.
Can I throw one in?
Yeah.
The dog that throws itself on its back.
Yeah.
Actually throws itself on its side and lifts up the hind leg.
Uh-huh.
Not a good sign.
Well, if he lifts up the hind leg, sometimes it can be confusing with that too, Karen, because if a dog lays on its back and he's opening up, you know, like he's spread eagle, sometimes that's a good sign because he may be showing, I trust you, and I'm exposing all of my organs.
Well, that's the thing is that, and
you
brought up a really good point. Squarely on the back, spread eagle,
wiggly tail, wiggly butt,
the center of the chest, beautiful.
Right.
Dog laying on its side, just lifting up the hind leg.
That's an appeasement gesture.
Moving its head away from the dog, not such a good sign.
Right.
So you really want to kind of think about those two, because a lot of people make that mistake. You know, it's... I mean, we're all taught, you know, the dog, you know, shows you its belly, it's great. But there are two belly displays.
Right.
One is a fearful one and one is a real happy one.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, even if they're not bringing a new dog home, but they'll go to a shelter and say, oh, it showed me its belly and everything was so nice. You know, and then later on the dog shows aggression or fear.
Right.
So,
well, let's say
was excellent.
Let's just assume that everything went really well. They played really well. They were really happy to be together. That's not the time either to bring them both home and let them have a free-for-all in the house. Again, you put your dogs in the crate, and you go through this process. It may only take a day, where the dogs are separated from one another, and then now the new dog can leave his scent in the home. And what will make it go faster is that when the resident dog comes out and smells the scent of the new dog, he won't be so upset because he'll have already become familiar with that dog scent. So you want to do it gradually, whether they get along at the shelter or, you know, I mean, even if they do get along at the shelter, you want to make this a relatively slow process, at least 24 hours, before you allow them to be alone together in the home. Not alone together, but I mean at least, you know, be together. But you can't leave them alone unsupervised, and I wouldn't recommend doing that for months. Because you don't know. They don't have a history together. You don't have any idea whether one's going to guard bones or toys or anything like that.
Can I tell you what happened to me?
Yeah. Another mistake?
My whole couch got disemboweled.
What? Really? Did you leave them alone together, Karen?
Huh?
Hello? Did you leave your two dogs alone together too soon?
Oh, yeah. I told you I did everything wrong. I went to work. The two dogs went to town on my couch.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Thank God it wasn't a good couch. It was one of these, like, cheapo couches.
Really? Oh, my goodness, Karen. You're a disaster.
They got, they chewed up, they tore apart feather pillows.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was walking through ankle-deep feathers at one point in my room. I mean, it was just complete chaos.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, so do it safe. Be safe. Don't be sorry. You want to set things up. If you're rescuing a dog, you want to set the dog up for success by doing it this way. And also, if you're bringing a new puppy into the home where there's like a two-year-old resident dog, I would hope that your two-year-old has been exposed to puppies. That's another factor. If he hasn't been exposed to puppies, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to work out, but you can't force the puppy to spend time with the resident dog, because the puppy's going to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And your resident dog may not appreciate that. So you have to do it gradually, and you have to supervise.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, if you guys would like to read about what we're talking about today, there's a great article written by another behavior consultant who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. Her name is Barbara Brill, B-R-I-L-L, and she's really an expert in aggression. She has her own email list, discussion list online. It's called an AGBEH email discussion group, A-G-B-E-H. And she's written an article, and the title is Introducing a New Dog to the Household. So you could type that into your Google search. Just type in Introducing a New Dog to the Household by Barbara Brill, and you'll come right to that article. And that has many similar aspects in the article to what we've been talking about today. So, Karen, what about your clients? Have you had many times where you've been called after the fact?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Sure.
A lot of times,
sure.
I've been called after the fact.
And what about you know, the shelter telling people, and I don't mean to demean shelters. Shelters are, you know, I mean, people work very hard at shelters. They do wonderful work. But there's sometimes people get overly enthusiastic and feel that, you know, they have to get the dog adopted. They have to get the dog adopted, and they wind up setting that dog up for total failure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have you ever had a shelter say, tell people it'll work out, don't worry about it, go home and they'll work it out themselves? Oh my God, what
you know,
awful
I hear
thing
that
to
a lot
say.
In dog parks too.
Huh?
You know, where you know, you got like young puppies and stuff playing with, you know, large dogs, and
right.
You know, you got an inexperienced dog owner there, and you know, these people that have dogs that are like 6 and 7 years old saying,
mm-hmm.
Oh, take it from me. They got to learn. They got to work it out. But mm-hmm. You know what? It's a very stressful thing.
It is. Very,
it's a very
stressful
thing.
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, somebody new is, you know, moved into your house.
Mm-hmm.
You never met them. You don't know where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know their name. You don't know how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that would freak anybody out.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And you kind of want to take your dog's feelings into consideration in their
sure.
emotional state.
And to say that, let the dogs work it out, oh, for heaven's
no,
sake.
Absolutely
not.
Let me tell you something. I have a client right now where a backyard breeder sold her two...
Litter mates?
Two females.
Oh.
They're killing each other.
Already?
Well, they're 3 years old now.
Oh, my.
And they're starting to kill each other, and yeah. I had to recommend that they rehome one.
Really? It's that
bad? I mean, to me, I don't think it's a rectifiable situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they grab each other and hold on and don't let go.
What breed is it?
Parsons Russell Terrier.
Really? Really? Oh,
yeah, I mean, they
shame.
Clamp down, and
yeah.
they won't. I mean, you can't even pull these dogs apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really, really a sad situation.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, again, it's also, you know, you want to be careful about what sex you bring into the house. I mean,
yeah.
My recommendation is if you have a male, bring in a female.
Absolutely.
If you have a female, bring in a male.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes two males, it'll work out fine.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they do get into little spats here and there,
right.
Most of the time it's just a lot of smoke and clouds.
Right.
But two females, you really got to be careful with.
Absolutely. Karen, we only have like 2 seconds left.
Why don't you close us up, Reenie?
Yeah, I know. So, listen, everybody, I'm glad you've listened to our show. I hope you tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 right here on WNJC. Karen Fazio, Reenie Premeza for Thursday in the Doghouse. Get out there today. It's a beautiful day. Take your dogs for a nice long walk. And I hope you come back next week and listen to what we have to tell you. Have a great week, Karen. Talk to you later.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
I'm glad you're home, but where you've been? Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop chop. If I don't get out soon, the cord's gonna pop. Twist and shout. Ooh, I gotta go out.